John Batson with Bob Zimmerman. The uncertainty of science. You've heard Bob say it 500 times, so he's about to say it 50 more. Bob, sunspot count. We watch it through your eyes. There is a prediction, and then there is a fact. How's it doing?
The prediction is, of course, wrong, but all the predictions are wrong. Every prediction pretty much in the last two decades has been wrong. The sun in the last month suddenly decided it wasn't going to produce sunspots, and therefore it's now coming closer to the prediction from before, which means they really haven't the faintest idea what's happening. And that's the bottom line here. It just shows that they don't really understand the process that caused sunspots in the dynamo of the sun and why it has a cycle like this and why the cycle fluctuates. And so every prediction they've made has barely been trying to extrapolate past events into the future, and that never works, and it hasn't worked here. So we don't really know what the sun's going to do. Is it going to be a high solar maximum, a weak solar maximum, in between solar maximum? You know what we'll find out, John? When the solar maximum is over in about 3 years, that's when we'll find out. This is the uncertainty of science. Anyone who tells you the science is settled, you should really check your wallet, because that person can't be trusted. They don't understand science in the slightest.
And, Bob, the New York Times has published an op-ed piece I highly recommend to everyone about the Big Bang. And what I learn is the Big Bang is a theory that is under review. Is that too general?
That is what is finally beginning to happen now, and that's one of the points. This gets back to the uncertainty of science. I think I'm up to 30 times mentioning this talk, John. For the last half century, it was very dangerous for any astrophysicist or astronomer or even cosmologist to suggest that the Big Bang Theory might be wrong. There are some that have been posing alternatives, but as a general rule, if you did such a thing, you would be pillared by the press and by the scientific cosmological community. The Big Bang was it, and you better not question it. And really, I saw scientists being treated equivalent as UFO believers in alien, and even on the face of Mars. They were believing, you just say that the Big Bang Theory wouldn't work, you just don't do that. This is the answer. It's going to solve anything. And the press went along with this aggressively, including the New York Times. So when the New York Times, this week, published a op-ed from two astrophysicists pointing out that the Big Bang is having serious problems now based on the data coming back from Webb, I kind of like was flawed. For the New York Times to publish such an essay like this just indicates once again that the uncertainty of science is being recognized, at least in cosmology, for the first time in a half century. Big Bang Theory has lots of problems and lots of ad hoc solutions to those problems in terms of the data, and those have existed since the 90s. You couldn't say anything about it. But now that Webb has found galaxies in the early universe that couldn't possibly exist that early in the universe, scientists are finally beginning to recognize it, and finally the press is beginning to recognize it all, John. It's good news, in a sense.
And it's good news, except for, Bob, it leaves us adrift, right? We're now back to string theory. We can't see it. Dark matter, dark energy, we can't find it. And the multiverse, that's supposed to be Hollywood, not supposed to be real. So the Big Bang moves into that kind of uncertainty. We can't see it. We can't prove it.
The point is, John, that it always was in that uncertainty. And to make believe that it was a certain answer for the last 50 years was a terrible mistake for the nature of science. We did not know. We didn't have enough data. And to say we had enough data was foolishness. And now that we're beginning to get new data to show that, it's a good thing.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.